In VPR's series, Vermont's Choice, Private Schools, Public Money, we've been looking at independent schools in the state, how much public money they get, and new rules that might change how these schools operate. Many of Vermont's independent schools were founded to serve students from towns with school choice. But as VPR's Amy Noyes reports, as school districts consolidate under Act 46, some towns are losing that tradition.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
Mornings at the Elmore Lake School start with the Pledge of Allegiance and the National Anthem. At Vermont's last operating one-room schoolhouse, tradition is important. A year ago, this school became part of the Elmore-Morristown Unified Union School District. The merger actually predates Act 46, but the process was the same. Both towns held votes and revotes on the issue, the last of which was Town Meeting Day 2016. At that time, Elmore was a town divided. The proposed merger promised a significant drop in school taxes for Elmore, the smaller of the two towns, but it also meant future middle and high school students would lose their school choice. And some people worried it would eventually lead to the closure of the Lake School, which only serves the first, second, and third grades.
There was just so much that seemed to imply that all of this was going to just destroy Elmore completely, and that does not seem to have been the case.
That's Elmore Lister Susan Southall. She was one of the people who pushed for the revote after Elmore initially voted against forming the Unified Union. The subsequent revote did achieve the merger. Southall notes, with the merger passed, Elmore's school tax rate has dropped.
That certainly, I think, was quite a pleasant result for a lot of us who voted for it.
But not everyone feels that way. Jan Miller raised three children in Elmore, all of whom took different educational paths after leaving the Lake School. And now she has a young grandson in town.
We who supported keeping things the way they were did not see it as a tax issue. We saw it as a rights issue, that it was very important as Vermonters to keep the tradition we've had for 140 years of school choice.
Many Vermont towns are in the same boat as Elmore as they consider mergers under Act 46. As the law now stands, towns will forfeit school choice if the newly merged district has a school for those students. Basically, all students in the new district have to have the same options. Either they all get school choice or none of them do. And the fate of small schools will be determined by larger regional school boards rather than town by town. Miller worries her town's voice could be drowned out by its larger neighbor.
We're only 850 residents, and it will be very difficult for us as a community to outvote a larger community.
Having already given up school choice, some Elmore residents worry about what else they might lose in the future, including the Lake School.
How will Morristown feel about supporting a school 1 through 3 if they have the facilities to incorporate those students? So we're looking at some real changes in the future, and we just don't know yet.
Miller is also a local real estate agent, and she says the merger is changing the makeup of her town. She says some families with children have moved out of Elmore, and new young families aren't moving in.
And so I think from that standpoint, it has very definitely impacted our community, because we just can't have one demographic. We can't have all retired people. To be vital, we need to have a good mix of young families and retired people and working people. And that's my real concern going forward.
A year after the Elmore-Morristown merger, there's still plenty of uncertainty, at least among some residents of the smaller of the two communities. For VPR News, I'm Amy Noyes.